looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And really, I'm here every week to give you reasons to feel better. But we're not excluding pets and animals and cats and dogs and birds and lizards and everything we can think of. And I love to have at least one animal show per month. And so when this opportunity came up to interview the most like thoughtful, compassionate, and kind man who just loved his little animal so much, Bill Harris, and he is the inventor of and creator, inventor, designer of the Enhanced Pet Bowl. And so just before I bring Bill on, I had never heard about this. I have cats, so I don't have dogs, and I never really thought of how uncomfortable certain body shapes and the way we stand to eat would really be for animals too. And I thought, wow, what an invention. And how does one even begin to like look at their dog and say, wow, they're struggling eating and I'm going to figure out a way to fix this, to help them. So first of all, a big thank you to Bill Harris for even taking this initiative. And we're going to find out just how far he's taken this. So welcome, Bill, to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Lisa.
Oh, so happy that you took on this thing. I have to say, this is just incredible. I find this incredible. When my good friend Eric Lambia, you guys all know him because we co-hosted Musical Chairs together. I mean, he's been a guest on the show multiple times. But Eric called me and said, you've got to have Bill on the show because he's created this bowl that has changed dogs' lives. So you've got to just share with me how this even started, how this whole story started.
Well, it all started 10 years ago, believe it or not. I've been doing it for 10 years now. I was a cat person all my life. And
Yay.
The cats always made a mess, and we always accepted that as the norm, right? It was nothing out of, because I remember my mom's cat, she would have like a 6-foot ring of food crunched around the bowl. And, you know, mom would clean the back porch, and we never thought nothing more of it. And then when I retired, my wife and I decided to get a dog, and we decided on a flat-faced dog, like a brachiosaurus is called. And we got a French bulldog, and she was a puppy, and she's cute as hell. And we got this kind of pet food that was called Pet Fresh. It requires you to cut it up yourself. It comes in like a long sausage tube. So, and it's up to you. It stays in the fridge, and it's like cooked fresh pet food. And it seemed like, you know, They like the puppy food, or she liked the puppy food. But I cut it up, and I put it in her bowl, and, you know, I washed her eat, and she would have a hard time picking up the pieces. Hmm. And I cut them smaller and different shapes, and she was still having that same problem. And one day she looked up at me, and she looked at the bowl, and she looked up at me, and I thought, all of a sudden the light came on, and my legs got rubbery. And I thought, oh, my God, the dog can't eat out of a bowl. You know, how long has this been going on? You know, man has had a symbiotic relationship for the dog for the last 15,000 years. Tell me nobody's ever thought of a bowl designed for dogs, not cereal bowls designed for us to eat cereal out of. They put dog food in, but an actual dog bowl that dogs can use as a tool. So what I did was simply, I went down to Michael's, I got some clay, and I put it at the back of a cereal bowl, just an experiment. And sure enough, my dog, Lacey's her name, she used that ridge to push, to separate from the pile and actually grab that piece of food like it was nothing. And she ate her whole bowl within, like, it used to take her forever. And she ate it within a normal, I wouldn't say she ate it any faster, but she was way more comfortable. And she would always have a bloated tummy afterwards, right? And she would burp. And I'm going, that's not right. So I got that clay, and I thought, well, you know, it's working. Let's take it down to a 3D manufacturer or a 3D design guy. And there was one just down my street, and I took him that clay bowl I spent $3 on, or that clay in that bowl. I spent $3 on it. I took it to him. I said, make this mathematically correct. And 3 days later, he handed me back the plastic. The first version of the enhanced bowl was plastic. And it just looks like your normal bowl, other than it's got halfway through the bowl, a ridge starts and it goes up to the top of the bowl. It just turns the bowl into a tool, something that the food can be separated from the rest of the pile. And I took it home and I gave it to Lacey, and oh my God, the magic happened right away. She was eating it like it was designed for her. And in fact, it was.
It was.
So there on. I got this bowl and I got this. So I thought, well, let's go take it to the veterinarians and see what they say. I take it in and I showed it to my veterinarian and her vet tech. And they were amazed at, you know, what a simple design that is and how it benefited the pet. And when I was going out, checking out, I'll never forget this, the tech behind the counter, you know, she had a bowl in her hand and she was looking at it and she looked me square in the eye and she said, never give up. Never give up. Take this all the way to the very end. And that was 10 years ago. And it's pursued it quite far since then. But they gave me letters of recommendations that sort of that didn't fuel the fire, but just kept me going. You know, you always got to have something thrown to you to keep you going, to say, yes, I'm on the right track, especially when you've never been down the road before. Now, my buddy is an inventor. He invented the electrical adapter that goes behind the stove. So, see, when you buy a gas stove, it still requires you to plug it in for the electric zapper. But there's no usually outlet within that around that stove. It's just the big 220 outlet at the back.
So he
made a little gizmo that plugged in, that cut out half the circuit, made it 110. And that inspired me that, well, my buddy Dom, he invented something. He's got it on the Canadian Tire shelf, you know. And I've always had the inventor's eye, like I should say. Like, is there a better way to do it? Can I do it this way? And I invented the net caddy because I'm a big fisherman. So I devised a way by just putting a nut between a washer and bolting it to the gunwale of the boat that I could slip the Y of the net underneath it, and it would hold the net in place and keep the fish on the other side of the boat. Well, it give you hands-free operation. You can take your hand off the net, then you can take the fish out of the boat. But I found that it wasn't, unless you can put a patent on it, it's not really advisable to do it, because anybody could get a nut, a bolt, and a washer and make it, was my problem. And to talk to somebody screwing a bolt or a hole in their boat was another story. But anyway, it just kept me going. You know, I've always been looking for something to invent. And then when I seen that, I thought, oh my God, is it that simple? I went to the computer and I started checking for patents. And sure enough, there was no patents for a specially designed bowl for a dog.
So we applied for the patent. Bill, I just want to ask about this ridge, because you literally got a lump of clay and put, like, did you have any, first of all, what would even make you think about putting a ridge in a bowl? And secondly, did you just plop it in there and then it works a certain way?
I just got some clay and I just made a flat edge along the back of the bowl, something that the dog could separate the food from. You know, she could work it up the ridge with the clay. And it was that simple. Because, you know, I don't have a lot of, when you're an inventor, you got to invent something that's within your means. You know, I don't know electronics. I don't know this. I had to invent something simple, something that, you know, I could manage, something I could do. And because I had worked in plastics, I formerly worked at General Motors. I knew about plastics. I knew about stamping. I knew about, you know, a lot of the, you know, how things came together and whatnot. And, you know, the language of the technology and all that stuff. So I was primed, but I had this piece of plastic, and where do you go? What do? You got this invention, you got your idea in your hand, and you got to find somebody to take it to the next step, because, you know, the average person doesn't have the capabilities to take it to China and all this other stuff. But I ran into a guy, I was at my trailer in Port Perry.
Oh!
He was entertaining guests in his boat. And he had like four or five gentlemen. They're sitting there having drinks and cigars, and they're just sitting in the boat on the dock, you know, and just relaxing. And he says, Bill, come on over. So I go down and I sit down, and you know, we're talking and telling jokes, whatnot. And he says, oh, yeah, Bill's an inventor. He's invented a really, really sound pet dish. And the other guys go, yeah, let's see it. So I bring it over. And one guy, his name was Vinish Lala. He became my partner later on. But he looked at that bowl. Then he looked at me. He says, you take that bowl. You go put it in your car. You don't tell anybody you got it. And I'll call you Monday morning.
Oh.
And Monday morning, I met him in Toronto. Right? I'm not really a Toronto kind of guy. But okay, well I met him in Toronto. Right?
We
met
at the mall. Big city deals right? here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, I said, you know, I get there and I noticed that he was wearing a Masonic ring.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, that's pretty good because I'm a Mason too myself. And I thought right there, like the meeting was almost cut short because he's not only was going to be my business partner, but he was already my brother through the lodge. And I'm going, man, this is working out so good. It's like, okay, 50-50, you know, whatever comes out of this, you know, it's going to be 50-50. And he says, right on. And he knew a guy. It's all like who knew what. But he knew a guy that went to China, searched out companies for people wanting to make products. Now, what kind of luck is that? You know, it was like, oh! So we got this guy, and he went over there, and we got, in order to get a mold made, not a die, but a mold costs like $4,000, right?
Okay.
But they want to sell you $5,000 worth of parts to go with it, right? To help offset the cost of the mold, right? So I thought, oh, man. But I should go back to the patent part. Now, when I got that plastic piece, I had to go get a patent. And I went to a patent lawyer around Port Perry. And he says, well, it's going to be $5,000 to start. And right then, you got to sit there and you got to ask yourself, do you believe enough to spend $5,000 of your hard-earned money on a piece of paper to prove when you haven't even sold one or you don't even know if it will work with other dogs?
Yeah.
Yes, I went for it. I said, yes, we're going to patent it. And sure enough, you know, but it took years to get the patent because of...
Oh, you know what, Bill? Just hang on to that for a sec. That's huge.
Okay.
That is massive right now. I love that you said earlier you need to invent something within your means. And so here you are. You've invented this something within your means. You're getting great feedback. You have interest. People are literally like, ooh, keep that away from everybody. Let me be a part of it. So you're getting excited. And then the patent, I love that question. You got to ask yourself, you're standing there right at the building before you walk in or do this or get this online. Do I believe enough in this product to spend $5,000 or whatever X amount of dollars on something that I've created that I don't have 100% guarantee that anything will happen? So like, you've got to just walk me through that one. Really, what did you have a no? Or was it an absolutely yes? Or how do you make the decision? How does somebody else make that decision?
Well, decision was made for me for the simple fact that if I went to bed that night, I would regret saying no. I knew that right around, you know, as soon as he asked me, I thought, how am I going to feel if I walk out of here without it? And
that's
right
awesome.
Then I said, I can't walk out with it. It's too good of an idea. It works too well for my dog. You know, I'm retired. I got to have something to do. And I like to leave a legacy. You know, what are people going to remember Bill Harris by, you know? I never have any kids or anything, so I don't have any, you know, thing to leave the world. And I thought, well, a legacy costs $5,000. Let's try spending $5,000 on a legacy. And thank God it all worked out.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly gone on some adventures with this bull. We're going to continue sharing them throughout the show. But I love that you just said that. Well, a legacy in this case cost $5,000, and I'm okay with that. And I just love that answer so much. I mean, that you know, couldn't go to bed, and that would be a regret. Like, that's a really helpful thing for people to think about, like, right now. How do I follow my dreams, basically? Yeah.
How do you follow your dreams? You know, you got to, like, you got to believe in your product, and you also got to throw caution to the wind at the same time. And it's a mix of emotions. But the end product for me, like, only 1 in 20 inventors actually ever get anything on the shelf. The rest are all just, you know, good intentions.
1 in how many?
You know, 1 in 20 actually make it to the shelf, and even less make even money at it. So, but the inventor, you always hear about the inventor after the product's successful and he's passed away. Oh yeah, that was Ben. Yeah. I don't know. But no, it's been an excellent, you know, journey to my life. You know, the dogs came into my life. I was always a cat person, you know, but when the dog, because we got another dog 4 years later, and we still have them both, and they're the best things that, you know, pets are the best things that ever happened to people, you know. It's like, anyway, getting back to the patent, it starts at 5,000, but people don't realize that the patent office in the United States, it's not government run, it's run privately. So they can say no 1,000 times, and each time they say no, you have to get more lawyer work, shall we say, done.
Oh,
right?
Gotcha.
So they rejected it 3 times, and they even sent us a letter saying this is a final rejection. It's been rejected. You can't, because they were associating with a bull called the Lopez bull. The Lopez bull was invented in 1909, and its claim to fame was it fit the circumference of the spoon perfectly. Nothing to do with a pet bowl, nothing, absolutely nothing to do with anything in my design that looked like mine or anything. But anyway, that's what they were saying no to because of this other bowl made in 1909. And finally, we had to get an American lawyer to go after them. And finally, they all agreed that, yeah, that's just plain stupid trying to associate the enhanced pet bowl with the Lopez bowl, and it has nothing to do with it. And then we were granted the patent, and that was one of the biggest accomplishments my partner did, because he not only he did a lot.
On that note, because we're going to end up sneaking away to commercials, but I just want to share. That's okay. I want to share with everybody that right now. There's so much more to come, everybody. When you get that feeling, just if you're rejected, you are going to get that. Granted part coming up, and Bill's going to share with us really why and how this enhanced pet bowl has changed dogs' lives, and it will change yours. So stick with us. We'll be right back with Bill Harris.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're here with us, Lisa Berry and Bill Harris on Light on Living. And Bill Harris is somebody who says literally that animals are the best things that to ever happen to people. I have to agree. Here at Ope Times Radio, we just were huge animal fans all across the board, like any kind you can imagine. And Bill Harris is the inventor of the enhanced pet bowl, who is literally showing us not just you've gone a little further here, Bill. You've literally showed people that you don't just have to have an inventor's eye, but if you look around and you say, what could be better? Do I want to leave a legacy by something I've created? How much do I believe in something? And you've also demonstrated, too, just how much teamwork and how people pull together to assist. Like, you might not have everything, but you will attract the people around you to follow this through. And the journey of the enhanced pet bowl, which was originally called the Love Bowl, and I'm going to ask you more about that. Just the journey of this whole, I mean, it just keeps going and going. So let's pick up with, share with me, when was it called the Love Bowl versus the Enhanced Pet Bowl?
It was called, that's what I originally named the bowl, the Loving Bowl, like it was a spin-off of Loving Cup. And it was nothing, like you had to get a name that I wasn't already taken, right? Believe it or not, the Loving Bowl wasn't taken. And I asked my lawyer, I said, can I use that? And he says, yes, there's no priority to the word loving, so they can't say that's their word. But apparently, he was wrong. 5 years later, we got a letter from the Loving Pet Company saying we can't use their name anymore. Oh. And we're going, well, that's okay, because it happened at a good time. We were just bringing into our stainless steel version, and we were just going through the – it was a good time to change everything because we hadn't started anything, right? Nothing had been stamped with that insignia, so – and we were going to start stamping. So it was just a matter of changing the dye design at the time and changing our name. Because when I thought of the Loving Bowl, I didn't know how to check the copyright laws or even the copyright register to see, you know, if it was taken or whatever. So I just more or less, you know, because the Ontario or the Canadian government will accept it, but the United States government, it just takes somebody to complain, really. And they just sent us a nice letter saying that, can you change your name, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we said, no problem, we're in the midst of doing it anyway, or weren't in the midst of doing it, but we can do it now because it's so much cheaper to do it now than 2 months from then.
Right. But, first of all, to go 5 years with a name and then decide to change it, that's actually very courageous and brave. I love that. And I do love the name, the Enhanced Pet Bowl, because for some reason it does make me think of eating better. Like, as loving
yes,
is awesome.
Yes,
that's, but yeah.
Yes. The love was from the heart, but the Enhanced Bowl is from the brain.
Right. I love that. Oh my gosh. So here you are, you're 5 years in, like, because you've already expressed to us it's been 10 years. So here you are hanging on to this for 5 years. Now, have you made this now your life? Or are you still working? Or are you still, is it a side dream?
It's an ongoing obsession with me, really. I retired 10 years ago, so I have, you know, lots of time on my hands. And really, when you get this far along, it's generally you're not doing, or the inventor not doing, you know, the PR work and all that other stuff. We started doing that. My partner started doing all the PR work and everything until we could afford to hire, you know, we got an excellent PR company now and whatnot. Awesome. But anyway, let's get back to how it all came about.
Yes.
Well, anyway, we got these 5,000 bowls and these transport backs into my partner's company, and he's had a little bit of a warehouse in there, and we stuffed our 5,000 bowls in there. We just filled his shop up. He couldn't believe it, and we couldn't believe how many 5,000 bowls were. It was like a whole transport full. And wow. I thought, well, he says, well, how many you want to give away? I said, let's give 500 away. So we sent them all to every dog person, anybody we could find in the States. We sipped them a bowl.
Wow.
Hopefully they sent me a comment back in Facebook. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the comments started coming back that this bowl does have merit. My dog doesn't throw up anymore. My dog doesn't make those noises anymore. My dog doesn't, I don't know if I can say fart, but my dog doesn't fart anymore. I'm going, come on, that's impossible. I only made the bowl so the dog could get the food out of the bowl easier. What are all these people talking about? Because my dog really never passed much gas or anything. She just had the problem getting the food out. And all of a sudden, people were writing in. You know, my dog had given up on eating. Aww. And I give it the Enhanced Pet Bowl, and she returned eating. Or comments like this. I've been hand-feeding my bulldog for 5 years now. He won't eat anything. I gave him the Enhanced Pet Bowl. He did it all by himself. I always get the comment, I'm amazed, or best bowl ever. I mean, I get it from breeders, I get it from veterinarians, you know, and it's all stuff that just keeps me on the straight and narrow saying, this is one of the best products for dogs. And I just happened to stumble upon it because I could actually see that my dog was not able to, you know, enjoy your food. That's another thing. You know, how much is your pet enjoying it? Those go slow bowls. They're made for teasing your dog. They actually, there's been reports, if you read Amazon, it split my dog's nose, right? It's causing face bruising. Yes, these go slow bowls, that one with the maize, they are not ergonomically friendly to your dog. They say they slow your dog down, but it's just out of, you know, you're just frustrating your pet. Whereas my bowl, it actually lets the dog separate smaller pieces. They take more bites. They chew more. And when they chew more, they add more digestive juices. And that's what stops the gas from coming out the other end, is the fact that they have slowed down and they're not gulping that food anymore. You know, we talk about bloat. Bloat is more or less too much air when they're gulping. And they gulp because they're almost trying to inhale it straight up, right, as opposed to licking it up, right? Yes. Now, let me explain. People don't know what the enhanced pet bowl looks like. It more or less looks like a plate. But at the plate that's closest to you, it's got a depression. So it holds the dog food or the pet food, and it lets the dog lick it off onto the other level of the design. It just slopes away from that depression, and it lets the dog eat from the top of the bowl, and they can take as many pieces or it doesn't matter if it's wet, dry. It works with all kinds of foods, only because it lets that pet separate it. And we never realized as a human all these years that dogs just want to separate their food. People say, oh, wolves don't separate their food. Wolves don't do this. You know, the dogs are a far cry from the wolf. You know, the latest study says that they're not even related to the wolf. It was a separate breed and all in existence from the beginning. It's evolved to what you see now. And we evolved even more by breeding. And that's another part of why we're successful. It's because people have bred dogs that, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but it's not healthy for a dog to look that way. But as humans, we like him to look that way. And I never realized, because I was always a cat person, I was totally oblivious to, you know, what breeders do to make a dog look brown, white, and have a flat face and all this other stuff, right? But we're not here to discuss the merits of the breeds. We're here, I'm glad I'm here to help these breeds, right? Because these breeds aren't going to go away. But at least I've designed something that's encouraged them to have a healthy lifestyle. You know, in a dog's life, eating is the lifestyle, right?
Yes.
So now they're able to eat without gulping. They have less gas. And all these people start writing, my dog don't make a mess anymore, because bulldogs or boxers especially would just take a mouthful, stand up, and just let it fall all over the floor. Now people are writing in with their boxer comments saying, my boxer doesn't make a mess anymore. And my pug threw up after every meal. He doesn't throw up any meal after anymore. You know, there is just so many positive, like every day I get positive reviews. You know, I may look at the sales, but I really enjoy the comments more than anything, because it makes my heart feel so good knowing that I've helped some dog with cancer who couldn't bend over, because we also sell a stand with our bowl now. Because people were requesting a stand. So we just made a simple wire stand, just enough to hold. And we sell three different sizes of bowls, a large, medium, and small, because, you know, the bowl's got a large bowl's not going to work for a chihuahua and vice versa. So we make a bowl and holds three cups, two cups, and one cup. And we also built stands at different heights for different sizes of dogs. And that really, really, I mean, that really changed. It didn't change, but it accented our bowls to the point.
Yes.
And enhanced it. And enhanced, it's enhanced stance.
It's the enhancement.
But anyway, that dogs that could bend over because of arthritis, like elderly dogs that can't get down to the ground anymore, you know. And plus, we got comments from dogs with underbites that were normally not eating out of a bowl. They love the enhanced pet bowl. Why? Because they can access their food. I mean, it became such a... We didn't know the problem because we never talked about it. But when we started our Facebook page up, the comments.
Oh, and what is that page? What is that page right now, if anybody wants to
talk? It's the Enhanced Pet Bowl. It's just called the Enhanced Pet Bowl Facebook page. I don't know what you're – if you type in – see, a long time ago, we were smart enough to put names on bowls. So if you Google English Bulldog Bowl, it would come up the Enhanced Pet Bowl. We did this long before any of the other manufacturers figured, because they're bold, they couldn't label a bull a chihuahua, or they just, you know, had funny little names on it. But it was no breed-specific bull. But this bull is not this Brachnus phallus. You know, we started off as the Brachnus phallus bull, but so many people have bought it, and their other dogs have muzzled in on that other dog's bull. They buy a bull for that dog now, too, because that dog enjoys eating out of his brother or sister's bull who got it because it was flat-faced. And it's true. All dogs benefit. Like, we had a breeder of a Basset Hound. He's been breeding dogs for 30 years. He writes in, "I can't believe it. Best bull ever, and I've been breeding dogs for 30 years. And I'm going, wow, that's quite the compliment. Anybody who's been in the business that long, you know, I have never been in a dog business before. I just had a really good idea, and I just had to see it through. And plus, you know, my dad passed away. He left me a little bit of money. And I thought, what a great tribute to my dad, you know, because he loved dogs too. You know, and I just couldn't close the book on it because it was such, you know, I didn't know the outcome. But we ended up going to a pet show in Las Vegas. We took our plastic bowl and we went to Las Vegas. And we rented a room and we got a nice tablecloth. And we had our bowl set up and everything. And this show in Las Vegas is literally 4 football fields big. It's the biggest pet show in the world.
Wow.
I mean, you could walk around for a half hour and not come to the bit where you were. You get lost in 5 minutes in there. I mean, they got every bird, snake, dog, pet, anything to do with the pet industry, it's in that show.
Okay.
But we were down for not only to sell our product, but to get interest in it. But we're also down there because I knew the real money would be in the stainless steel version, because a lot of people, they don't like plastics, especially plastics from China. They're afraid of the VA poisoning and all that stuff. So,
and a lot of it comes actually from the plastic, get those, the little sores around their mouths. Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm glad that you shipped over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some dogs, they are allergic to not so much our plastic. It's the fact that they're grinding their face into it, because our plastic is made from the same plastic baby bowls or baby containers are made. You know, it's the same, you know, really good. And our plastic bowls are really tough and thick. And I mean, we've had people, my dogs, your bowl is indestructible, people say, because my dog Trice just crushes everything. And he can't get a hold of your bowl. But that was the plastic bowl. Anyway, we meet a guy at the show. You know, after the show, we went to the bar and we're talking to the guy. You know, he had a line of stainless steel bowls, and he gets them made in India. And he says, "I'll tell you what, in India, they don't charge you for the dye, which is big, because a dye is $100,000.
Jeez.
I'm going, but they'll just tack on more to the price of the bowl.
Okay.
So the bowl came back at a certain price, and it was all doable. And he says, "I'll tell you what, I'll put it in my shipping container," because we didn't have enough orders to fill a shipping container.
Wow.
So he put half his order in and half mine, and it worked out, and all our stuff comes into Texas. And you know, we pay him, you know, an extra little bit for, you know, handling fees, and it goes to our warehouse in Philadelphia. And we more or less go on Facebook and we promote our ads, and also comments people have sent in over the years, I mean daily, really. And we promote them. We run campaigns. Sometimes people send in testimonials with their dogs. I mean, vets. I mean, people are just totally blown away by the fact that this simple modification has changed their dog's life in so many ways. Because if you had a dog that threw up after every meal and the other dog ate it, that would be a big problem. So people are so relieved when this bull solves all their problems. It doesn't matter if the dog is throwing up, eating too fast, making a mess, getting bloat, or getting gas, not bloat.
Yeah.
But
bloating's uncomfortable too. Yeah, bloating is uncomfortable. Actually, Bill, I'd love to share this. I have 2 cats, and my bowl's in the mail, everybody. I'm going to let you know how it works with my kitties. But 2 things. I have 2 Bengals. They don't have short faces. They're just cats, right? But they make a complete mess, and they both, Lucy especially, she separates her food. She actually picks it what she can, and she drops it beside the bowl. And I'm like, why is she doing that? It's so she has a shorter face than Brinks. Brinks has a longer fox-like nose. And, Bill, I want to share this with you. This is so I'm listening to this and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I, and I'm sharing this with the world right now, I sit on the floor to eat at a table. I at home, I never sit at a chair and table. I find it because you got to bend over or you got to bring, like, I just find it really uncomfortable. So I always, since a little girl, I've always sat on the floor and ate on a coffee table. And so I totally get what these little, like the food stand that you're talking about to, you know, accent the enhanced pet bowl. And I think that's so awesome that you took it a step further. So you're not just a one SKU item. Oh, do they come together or do you have to buy the stand separate from the bowl?
Yeah, they come separate. Yeah. You can order, like, cats don't really need a stand unless they're elderly, yeah. Quite big, but normally cats, you know, funny thing you say that, like the cat picks the food up and he takes it off to the side and then he crunches it and all the crumbs fall to the floor.
Yeah.
You know, when the cats
every
get
day.
The enhanced pet bowl, they don't take it out of the bowl anymore. You know why? Because the crumbs fall back onto the plate and they can lick them up again. They don't want the crumbs falling back into the bowl. You know, they like the crumbs on the outside. But when the cat realizes that, hey, my crumbs, I can still get my crumbs. I don't have to worry about them. You know, I can eat my food right in this bowl. And cats are the fastest ones to take off. Sometimes we have a 95% success rate. And that is just totally awesome. I mean, to send out 100 bowls and only 5 come back in returns. And I feel that because some people feel intimidated by the size of the bowl. The bowl looks oversized. It's oversized. It's not oversized. It just has an area for the dog or the cat or the pet to eat off of. And that gives the illusion that it's going to hold that much food. No, you only put one cup in and let the pet do what it wants to do and then separate its food. And when it can separate its food, it's going to be so much happier. You're going to be so much happier because, like I say, it cuts down on the waste. The burping, the noises, the throwing up, it all went away for these animals. Like, we've sold over close to 40,000 right now.
Oh, that's incredible.
And that just blows me away. That just blows me away. 40,000.
On that note of sharing with you, everybody, about the 40,000 bowls that are out there changing 40,000 animals' lives, we're going to head out to commercial, but we're back. This enhanced bowl still has more adventure. So when we come back, more on the enhanced pet bowl.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, how do I know what deeper questions to ask?" And the teacher replies, "When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed." Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers. Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt Pure Love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie Sloan.
Hey, you guys, Light on Living is shining the spotlight on the Enhanced Pet Bowl here with Bill Harris, the inventor of it. And as we continue this journey, I can't believe, you know what's funny? I was thinking about how you mentioned, you know, about this fridge. I feel like you've given a fork, a knife, or a spoon, you know, utensils, like you've given silverware in a stainless bowl to animals to be able to finally enjoy with comfort and ease and just literally change even their health, because it's healthy lifestyle as they eat and they don't have to be throwing up and burping and, as you said, farting and having these uncomfortable things. And it still went on even more of a journey. I want to share, if you could share your story about Dragon's Den. I know everybody in the States will, if they haven't seen Dragon's Den, it's like Shark's Tank as well. So share with us, because the bowl made it all the way there.
Yes, I took it all the way to the Dragon's Den. But it's funny you should mention the knife and fork, because that was one of our slogans. It was like, the loving bowl is like giving your pet a knife and fork.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, well, that's awesome.
We used to have banners behind our display, and that was one of the slogans.
That's awesome.
But anyway, yes, we applied for Dragon's Den, and we got accepted. I didn't have a doubt in my mind that they would accept me, because I do have the ability to talk like the wind.
Oh, you're perfect.
But anyway, so we got on the show, and I was nervous, of course, but we had I was looking after the PR, and my partner was looking after the numbers. And when we gave the numbers, you know, they thought we should be making, you know, twice as much as we are now. And I thought, I don't want to raise the price of the bowl. I want this bowl to be accessible to the public. And for me to raise the price, you know, it's a $21 bowl right now.
Okay, thanks.
And I didn't want to take the price up anymore. I want everybody to have access to it. You know, it's like, you know, what they were suggesting was to charging, you know, way more. And I'm going, no, that's not what this bowl is about. This bowl is about, you know, sure, making some money, you know, the world does go around by making money, but it's also for me is helping all these pets that are suffering, you know, only because people can't see, you know, the problems their pets are having, you know, and it's like they're taking it for granted, like all pugs throw up, you know, all dogs do this. Well, in fact, no, they don't. They need to be figured out, and the solution has to be applied. And I'm just glad that at the time of my life, I had the financial means to prove to the world, as funny to say that, not just to me, but to prove to the world that this is the world's best dog bowl. And we've had been tested by numerous agencies throughout the United States, and they all come back saying, you know, if they tested against 20 bowls or whatever, we're number one in all categories. Woo-hoo! I mean, it just blows me away. I mean, woo-woo! I mean, I say they always say, well, you already know you're number one. And they always say that. Well, you won hands down in all categories, because your bowl is actually dog friendly. We're just testing cereal bowls on the other dogs. And those go slow bowls, you know, they didn't shine too much of light on them, because, you know, like I say, they're more or less teasing your dog to slow down to eat. And whereas my bowl, the dog naturally slows down to eat because he can separate it. And that's, you know, all about the enhanced bowl, is the ability for the dog to work with his food. And when you give him the enhanced bowl, you give him a tool that is a knife and fork for your dog. You know, it's quite amazing, really, that simple modification made such a big change in so many dogs' lives. I mean, and so many more dog lives to come. You know, we've sold 40,000, but one day it's going to be 400,000 dogs that are going to, and I bet one day, probably, hopefully, before I die, all dog bowls will look like the enhanced pup bowl. There will be no cereal bowls for sale. Only dogs, only pet bowls. Pet bowls designed for pets, and The enhanced pet bowl is the only one out there. It should be, as long as my patent holds true.
Right. Well, just there's two things now. So I do want to hear about the Dragon's Den. But before I go there, I don't want to forget. But this point is that first thing I thought about when I heard about it, because I always constantly think about how can we make shelter dogs' lives easier. And all I kept thinking about was, at the shelter, and we just even heard, a commercial on commercial break for shelter pets. And the staff runs out of time. I mean, they have a lot to do. And they don't have time to make sure all the little folds and wrinkles in the dog's faces are cleaned out perfectly. And that causes infection that irritates the dog, and then they get sick. So that was my first thing I thought, oh my God, this would be incredible for shelter pets. So you actually do something with the 5% return bowls. What is it you do with them?
Oh, we always donate our return bowls. They go to a dog rescue place. I think it's in New York. We have them diverted there because they fill in the label off, and you can't say that dog wasn't sick or something. So, I'd like to get them into Canada and give them to a Canadian, but we'd have to pay for duty across border. So we just donate to a dog rescue, and they're very happy with, they're like, they're blown away that they don't get too many bulls, thank God. But I wish I could afford to give them more. But anytime, I do to give out a lot myself. Like, I always have a few in the car. And if I see somebody walking down the street with a French bulldog or an older dog, then, I go over and explain. I give them the bowl. Or if they got a puppy, they definitely get a bowl. It's like,
you're like the Santa Claus of eating, dog bowls.
Yeah. Vinish, my partner, he's at the beginning there, we went to a show in Toronto. It was just down at, it was a pet in the park, bark in the park, thing where you just, everybody bring the dogs, and they had vendors set up, and I was giving bulls away. He's trying to sell them and I'm giving them away. But believe it or not, we gave one to a English bulldog. He was the general. And she wrote such a comment, such a paragraph on how that dog has changed by that bull. And we promoted that in our Facebook campaigns, and that brought in so much response, because it wasn't the manufacturer talking. It was actual people talking. I mean, when people go visit, other websites, you look at their comments, it's generally by the manufacturer, very few ever by the people. We actually have people corresponding with each other saying, well, what'd you think? How'd you like it? I loved it. I'm getting another one. It's always, they talk to each other. They know the product is real. They know it works for 95% of the pets out there. And the other 5%, some dogs, are so aggressive when they eat. Like, it's a problem with the owners, really. They count 1, 2, 3, and they put the bowl down. And, of course, the dog wants to kill it, right? And those dogs, but they're a very small percentage of what goes on. But I see when they said, and they sent us a video of what happening. I go, look, you go 1, 2, 3, and you set the bowl down, and of course the dog's going to kill it. But anyway, that's a very small
I love that you've addressed that. It's frustrating for, like, we don't get to see this, but as they're eating, and I love that you highlight, like, those certain bowls can make them smash a little face into it. That's uncomfortable. And actually, I do have a friend with two Samoyeds, and I know that, their little noses they're anxious to eat. They're excited. It's food, right? And so they're already, it's all already like a, ooh, let's go time. And then they can't do it. So they're, they get their little bruises on their nose from anything, like things just on their nose.
That's their business, hopefully that when, it's all a matter of education when it comes to my bowl. And that's why, I like talking about it, because my biggest hurdle is the cost of acquisition, or the cost of me telling people about my bowl.
Yes.
Because it costs money to run Facebook. It costs money to do this. And people, if I put it in the store shelf, like we put it in the stores, when we first got the plastic version, people did not know what it was. And sales were not doing well in retail because there was no education to go with it.
Yes.
But on the online side, on Facebook, where they could be educated and they could understand and they could see videos, of course they're more willing to buy when they see the actual product. But on the shelf, not to this point, like, we spent a lot of money in advertising, but to put it on the shelf, I don't know yet, but it's going to be on the shelf one day because everybody's saying the word in hemp festival. I mean, it is spreading by mouth, especially throughout the United States. We do the majority of our business in the United States. We sell all over the world, but right. The majority does come because we can only pick one area to advertise in on Facebook. So we always pick United States because of the cost of the dollar and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, this is all stuff 10 years ago I was done with a post, and I didn't know any of this. But you learn quick when you're in business. Yeah. And, you know, there's people that will take advantage of you. You know, there's people, you know, it's like it's the real world. It's like not everybody's out there to give you a hand.
Right. You know, I love that you're sharing the business side of things. Like you shared the dream part and the interest and the curiosity of getting a salute figure and a solution. And then I love that you shared the piece of it, like the actual journey, but you're right. It's the business side is a lot of people get these exciting solutions and even go as far as finding, you know, inventing it. And then they kind of get stuck like, okay, but you know, to sell, first of all, congratulations to you to helping 40,000. And as you said, you know, you like to see all of them eventually, but 40,000 bowls and lives change. And I'm going to encourage anybody, if you're listening, first of all, Go online to the Enhanced Pet Bowl. Oh, wait, Enhanced Pet Product. Is that – what's the website
Enhanced
that you should go to?
Enhanced Pet Products, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Enhanced Pet Products. Yeah, and go check out the videos, read the testimonials, and order your bowl, because that way we are inviting you guys to share your testimony, because you can really, just by you helping your animal, by sharing that story, you're going to help so many more that really like connect with maybe
– Exactly,
like Yeah, one dog may drop, but
nobody
else
would. That would be fantastic, Lisa. Yeah,
yes.
That would be,
yeah.
you know, to spread this word, you know, it's like you're going to help so many breeds, so many dogs, so many elderly dogs, so many dogs without teeth, so many dogs without overbite, underbites, dogs that threw up. You know, it's like I can't believe I invented it, for one thing. You know, it sort of blows me away. But and the other way that, you know, I always look for something that I could accomplish in my life. And lo and behold, I don't know if it was a bolt of lightning from above or what it was, but when Lacey looked at me and I looked at her and I looked at the bowl, I knew the world was going to change, because I wasn't going to, you know, once I seen that her take that first move, that first piece of food towards the edge, I knew I was going to change the pet world. And I actually did, you know, it blows me away to think that I've helped dogs with cancer. I've helped so many breeds that were like flat-faced breeds, like the Brachius phallus, like they have no nose. They can't. They don't want to stick their food right in, or their face right in the food, and you know.
We don't either.
To be able to time.
Now, you know what, Bill? Actually, doesn't Oprah? Oprah has lots of dogs. I think Oprah should have the pet bowl. How can
I
we get this bowl to
Oprah? Should give us a call.
Yeah.
Oprah or Shania Twain or, you know.
Let's get all the stars out there.
We're always looking for, you know, we would like to go down the world where you pay celebrities to endorse your product, but we're just not quite there yet. But
hopefully they'll just hear it.
Go to that road. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know,
hear it and they'll call me and say, Bill, you are right. You did invent the world's best dog bowl, and I'm willing to give you a helping hand by giving you a tweet or a hallelujah. And to help the business along, and more or less to help these dogs, because the more the word gets out, the more dogs that are helped. And, you know, that's what really I'm all about. You know, it's like, you know, I'm 60. I'm not dead by no means, but
you got a long way to go.
I got a long ways to go yet, but
yeah.
I'll tell you, Bill, these dogs are all.
I'll share with you that not only is Home Times magazine and radio and everybody such huge animal supporters. I mean, there's thousands of people that follow us. I know that we are going to reach out to somebody there for sure. And just this is a great way to get it out there. But just a reminder, anybody, if you're on Facebook, go to the Enhanced Pet Bowl page. And if you're going to go to the site, which we would love for you to go to, because then you could order your bowl, it's www.enhancedpetproducts. Is there an S on the end of products?
Pet products.
Yes.
Enhanced Pet Products. Yes, there's an S.
Yeah, I thought so. EnhancedPetProducts.com, and check out all the sites and leave a comment too, just about what you even think, how you're excited. Let us know that you've purchased one. Say, I just ordered mine, because we really do want to. And
oh,
if anybody
wants
to buy
it. We see that all the time.
Yeah.
I just ordered mine. I could hardly wait, you know, and then they get it and they say, oh my God, it's all true. You know, that's like, It wasn't the height of the bowl. It was the shape of the bowl, people say. And it was like, you know, it's all kudos to me. I mean, not, you know, it doesn't blow my ego up, but it just makes me feel
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, it makes your heart glow.
To hear these. Yeah, exactly. It makes my heart glow to see these dogs that are, you know, especially the sick dogs, you know, the dogs that are you know, in their last stages. And they buy the bowl because the dog is no longer eating, and the dog starts eating again, and it gained three pounds before it passed. I'm going, oh, that is so great, you know, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, dogs don't like eating out of a cereal bowl. They like to separate. Right. And when you can separate, you're going to make your dog's life happier, and you're going to be happier knowing that you made your dog's life happier. So
I know, it's the full circle.
All the way around.
It is. Now, as I got to close up here and say goodbye to you, Bill, I want to just let everybody know at $21, this is seriously an easy, no-brainer gift. If you want to buy it for Christmas for anybody, and it doesn't even have to be for Christmas. It can just be a gift. You can buy some and donate to them to your own shelters or to any or animal that you know. So, again, www.enhancedpetproducts.com to get yours. We'd love to hear from you. And, Bill, thank you so much for not only the legacy that I'm ensuring you that you have left it and that continuing on this mission. I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you so much.
It was so nice to talk to you, Lisa, and it was so nice to talk to the world. And check out our Facebook page, and you'll see what I mean.
Oh, it's so awesome. I can't wait. Okay, thank you so much, Bill. Everybody, enjoy your food
Bye,
as you
Lisa.
Eat it, and let your dogs enjoy. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.